Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's on your mind? Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hannon along with Todd Mitchell, and our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A couple Mondays a month, we do something called University of Mary Mondays. And our goal here is to find a challenge that is a concern that we have some hope for, right? Because, I don't know, we all open up the newspaper, watch evening news, hear a radio newscast, and think, oh, my gosh, what's the world coming to? But we don't want to just throw out another problem, another challenge, without having a solution to it. Well, we have both the challenge and the solution. That's what we try and do with the University of Mary Mondays. So we are looking forward today to talking a little bit about, believe it or not, a debate over what is moral. Yeah, there is more and more a lack of agreement on what is moral. There's even sometimes a debate about whether or not morality is an important part of being a leader. So think about that. I mean, and I've talked about this before. I think this was one of the great plagues in the country when we talk about moral relativism, which essentially says, you know, there is really no right or wrong. It's just whatever you feel, right? I mean, there's no black and white. There's no right or wrong. There's no truth. There's just kind of, if it feels good, do it. Well, that's a worry. And that's why our two guests are here to tell us a little bit about the work they are doing with students on the campus of the University of Mary in Bismarck on this very front. Dr. Peter Huff is the director of campus ministry. Pastor Carrie Bender is the director of the Christian Leadership Center, both with us today in studio on our University of Mary Monday. Dr. Huff, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. And Pastor Bender, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Any questions or comments that you have for either one of these on this topic, certainly welcome today. Go ahead and challenge us. We welcome the challenge. 800-228-0550. Then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to return to some of the other topics that we've been tackling today, including corporate farming. A lot of folks wanting to weigh in on that, emails and calls and anything else on your mind. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Okay, so Dr. Huff, let me start with you. Am I wrong? Are we at a time where there's a debate about, what exactly is moral?
There's a debate about what's moral, and there's a debate about why be moral at all. Pope Benedict a few years ago spoke about the dictatorship of relativism, and I thought that was just a brilliant phrase. It's not just that we're in an age of relativism, but it's actually required in a certain sense. So universities especially, all educational institutions are really struggling with this because so much of the educational program has always been about forming moral individuals, but now it seems to be something that's questioned.
And Pastor Bender, you have the Christian Leadership Center. Let me just, first of all, tell me what that is. What is the Christian Leadership Center? What's its purpose? What's its goals?
Yeah, the purpose of the Christian Leadership Center was really, it was developed to enhance the Christian, Catholic, and Benedictine values of the University of Mary by fostering ecumenical and interfaith dialogue, while at the same time promoting leadership development among young people, high school students, college students, as well as businessmen and women, and also religious leaders in the Bismarck-Mandan area, and hopefully in the broader area of North Dakota as well.
Why is it needed?
Well, I think that one of the things that you see, even by kind of the three things that we're trying to do to promote leadership among young people, as well as business people and religious leaders, is that moral education and the development of our moral character isn't something that happens after we leave the house for mom and dad, or after we graduate from college, or after we get our first job. It's an ongoing process. And so through the Christian Leadership Center, we hope to promote that among both young people, but as well as business leaders in the Bismarck-Mandan area, and then also religious leaders who need this ongoing development of their character as well.
All right, and Dr. Huff, I want to give you a chance to do the same thing as it relates to the campus ministry at the University of Mary, and we're going to come back to how you do exactly what Pastor Bender is talking about, and you have as well, about how are you engaged in this very important activity here today? But just tell me a little bit about the campus ministry, its purpose and goals, and what you're doing.
The main purpose of campus ministry at the University of Mary is to serve the spiritual needs of every member of our community. So, of course, we start with our students, but we also think about staff and faculty, parents, friends of the university, benefactors. So we really want to extend pastoral care in all its forms to all of the members of our community. And so much of this has to do with giving students especially opportunities to learn and take on leadership roles. And one of our great opportunities is to give students time to examine their own goals, their own sense of vocation, and then give them a chance to see what it's like to be a leader in the university context.
Okay, so the job that you've each described of your, you know, of the Christian Leadership Center and also just the campus ministry in general is in the environment that we described in which, you know, there's a debate about, A, you know, whether or not, you know, what is moral. It's not a, yeah, that's moral. No, it's not. But also whether it's that big a deal. So is your job, Pastor Bender, tougher than ever in this regard with the Christian Leadership Center?
I think it's difficult. I don't know if I would say that it's been tougher than ever. When one takes a look at 8,000 years of kind of written human history, it's maybe more difficult than it has been in recent history. But certainly the church, certainly humanity, civilization has gone through very, very difficult periods of teaching and directing individuals in moral character. One of the things that I think is particularly exciting about being at the University of Mary is that the sense that I get is that we're not all that interested in entering in the debate of is it more difficult now than it ever has been, but what we're interested in is how do we do it? How do we develop moral character? Less kind of complaining and wishing for an age gone by, and more engaging in the culture and with the students that we have currently and with the leaders in the Bismarck-Mandan area and saying, you know what, regardless of the environment around us, let's do this and do it well.
So it's damn the torpedoes. We're going to do what we need to do and engage everybody in this topic. How is that received, Dr. Huff?
I think the students who select to be at the University of Mary are truly hungry for some sort of character and conscience formation. Many of them will come to us already realizing that this is a weakness in our own society and that this is a debate going on really at the roots of our own civilization. So Our students come knowing the sort of values that the university represents, and they're ready to go to the next step to think about what does it mean to be an adult, taking on some sort of leadership role in society with a core of moral values really sustaining them.
And Pastor Bender, while I appreciate your explanation of saying rather than get wrapped up in the debate, we're gonna go there. It is distressing, right, honestly, to have to have a debate about whether morals are important or not, or whether morals or morality is a part of being a leader. So you really do need to equip these students and these future moral leaders with the sense that that's what they're going to find out there in the real world, right? I mean, they might not find it at the University of Mary, but they're going to encounter that in the workplace. They're going to encounter that in everyday life, right?
Yeah, and again, most of these students, they have a pretty good idea of what the world around them looks like. And they're going to experience some of that at the University of Mary as well. I mean, there's brokenness, you know, again, classically within the life of the church, we call that sin everywhere. And so we encounter that. But again, what I was trying to express was actually expressed to me. I was a pastor for 12 years. I had a preaching professor who said that I wish we had more pastors that complained less about the church that they wish they had and preached to the church that they did have. And again, I think that's the mentality that the University of Mary carries forward. That's what we're trying to do in the Christian Leadership Center. And I have the privilege of working with Dr. Peter Huff with Campus Ministry as well, of saying, let's do this. Let's do it well. And, you know, what's exciting about a university setting, and Dr. Dr. Peter Huff mentioned this already, is we have the opportunity to present these great ideas that have been part of the Christian tradition, the Western tradition for so long, in a classroom setting. So the students are hearing it. They're hearing what it means to be moral, what great thinkers throughout human history have thought. And then they have the opportunity, whether through student government or through student organizations or campus ministry, to get involved and to live out those principles that they're learning in the classroom, in the classroom of life. And I think that that's an exciting thing. That's one of the unique things about being able to do this at a university setting.
Yeah, I want to talk more about forming leaders with moral courage and how you do that, what that looks like, what that sounds like and feels like when we come back after a short break. We also have an email question from Casey specific to what determines the morality for our guests. We're chatting today with Dr. Peter Huff, Director of Campus Ministry, and Pastor Kerry Bender, Director of the Christian Leadership Center from the University of Mary. A couple of times a month, we do You Mary Mondays, and we just take a challenge that's out there and try and present some solutions. And in this case, while morality might be on the way out, or at least a clear agreement that morality is important and forming moral leaders is important. Certainly, forming tomorrow's moral leaders is not out of sync at all at the University of Mary. Chatting about that with our guest today and more after this break. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day.
What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
University of Mary Monday, bottom of the hour open. The phone's back up, 800-228-0550. In the meantime, if you do have questions or comments on our topic at hand, with Dr. Peter Huff, Director of Campus Ministry, Pastor Kerry Bender, Director of the Christian Leadership Center at the University of Mary. Certainly welcome. We're talking about forming moral leaders. And the challenge of the day is we've come to a time and place where we're witnessing a lack of agreement on what is moral. And many leaders don't view morality as an important part of being a leader. So we're talking about the Christian Leadership Center and the campus ministry and the work they do. Forming leaders with moral courage. When you say, and we touched on that in the first part of the break here, but when you say the University of Mary is out to form leaders with moral courage, describe that in a little more detail for me, Dr. Huff. What does that mean?
Well, part of it is that term formation. So as we're rooted in the classical Catholic tradition, we realize that morality is not simply a matter of performing this act or refraining from engaging in another sort of act. It's really about developing a certain character, really a conversion of heart. So this is a lifelong project, and we draw from classical Greek and Roman ideas, as well as Christian ideas about the virtues that are lifelong habits. So all of that is really at the base, this idea of a developmental approach to the formation of a virtuous life. But then courage itself is a virtue. So the pagan philosophers taught us that, and Christian theologians have agreed regarding that. So it's, I think it really opens our minds some when we realize that courage itself is one of these virtues that we develop over time. And courage today means the willingness to be different, the willingness to be countercultural when necessary, and the willingness really to point to this long legacy of agreement in the human project about what conscience and character really mean.
But that formation is, you're going to get the building blocks for that on campus, but really something that will continue as a lifelong project, right?
Absolutely. And, of course, we benefit so much from the homes where our students come from. We have a diversity of students like any other institution, but we're really blessed with populations of students that come from very solid families who have taken education seriously and realized that there's a moral component to education leading up to university life. But then one thing that campus ministry will contribute in the college experience is a strong foundation in worship and prayer. And, of course, the University of Mary was founded by Benedictines, and Benedictine sisters remain our sponsors. And the Benedictine tradition has always said that at the basis of all moral action and any sort of leadership is always prayer. And so we really want to develop that strong foundation in prayer and worship and the sacramental life so that all students can draw from that.
Pastor Bender, anything you want to add to that?
Just as Dr. Huff was talking about this Benedictine tradition and the values that we draw from that, as I was listening to the conversation, even participating in the conversation, I want to make note of the fact that one of those values is hospitality. And so at the University of Mary, there is this diversity of students. Yes, there are Catholic Christian students, but there are also students from a variety of other places as well, coming from different spiritual places, religious places. And so the University of Mary welcomes them. There's this Benedictine value of hospitality and engaging in conversation and not being afraid of that conversation, but celebrating that conversation with clarity and always with the pursuit of truth.
Fascinating. Casey sends this note. Do you think morality is based more on economic status? What do you think determines morality? Is it something more like religion, or does popular culture dictate our morality? Whoever would like to take that can have it from Casey.
Well, I think all of those are determining factors, and we do have to realize that every individual is shaped by a different set of factors in their upbringing and their adult life. What the Catholic tradition brings to this conversation is this fundamental idea of creation in the image of God, and then, of course, conscience as the voice of God. And conscience can be formed over time. That's what we hope for. Conscience can also be deformed over time, or it could be left to starve. But at the basis of it all is this beautiful idea of creation in the image of God. So that's where we begin, with each individual. And there's some sort of homing device even inside the human soul that makes us yearn for the good, who is God himself. But if we're in the wrong set of circumstances, if our family neglects a proper sort of education, economic factors can distract us, as well as a culture of entertainment. These things can lead us away from proper formation of conscience, but I think it's rooted in this solid foundation of creation itself.
Just to piggyback on that, there's a difference between the formation of our morality and the origin or the absolute of where that morality comes from. So one needs to make sure that they don't confuse that, yes, finances, economic pressures, the reality of the social structure around us, those things have the ability to form our Christian character, our morality. But the that which is right, that which is wrong, isn't defined by those things. It has an effect on how we view that, but it's defined, again, as Dr. Huff was mentioning, by this Christian belief in the reality of who God is and who God has created us to be.
Another email, which is more of a statement than a question, but Jim says, according to the Bible, man was created in God's image. Part of that image makes man a moral being. We are moral agents who make moral choices and are able to differentiate between right and wrong. I don't imagine Jim's going to get an argument from either one of you, but that's part of what you're both teaching here, correct?
Not an argument, but certainly the necessity of the ongoing formation of that. We can either de-evolve or we can evolve in our Christian formation. And a lot of that depends upon what the input is, right? And so this is why it's so important, whether it's students or whether it's the ongoing development of Christian businessmen and women or even religious leaders, we need to make sure that what we're forming ourselves with is good and true and beautiful.
Yeah, good. Dr. Huff, anything you want to add to that?
Well, it's interesting that Jim brought up the Bible, and of course this is one of the great testimonies of Scripture itself, you know, who the human person is. When we read the Bible, we find out not only who God is, but who we are. When it comes, though, to this basic moral structure of the human person, so much of it is ingrained in us. And so Scripture testifies to it, yes, but I think we can make the claim that human experience itself tells us that we are made for some sort of moral purpose. And this is why we can engage a secular society in a real meaningful conversation. This is why we can engage cultures that are not based on Christianity or the biblical Judeo-Christian tradition. It's this basic human need inside of us and this basic drive to do the good and to avoid the evil.
I'm glad you're doing it, gentlemen. Great conversation. Thank you, Dr. Peter Huff, Director of Campus Ministry, Pastor Kerry Bender, Director of the Christian Leadership Center from the University of Mary on a You Mary Monday. Thanks, gentlemen. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
All right, 27 before the top of the hour. Nine. Let's see. I don't want to tell you what time it is because you might be in the mountain time listening at a different time. I'll just tell you it's 27 before the top of the hour. That's all you need to know. Back on What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550-701. 258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Is Tamara back on the phone? Mr. Sturdley? Just need to know. We had a call from the North Dakota Pork Council right at the beginning of our conversation with the folks from the University of Mary. And we just said we'll chat with you just a little bit later on here. Because we were chatting with Al Carlson last hour, North Dakota House Majority Leader, and had some other calls on the corporate farming law change. And so some folks wanted to weigh in on that. We certainly welcome that or anything else on your mind here on What's on Your Mind. So give us a ring at 800-228-0550. Connold says, I would like to see Al, referring again to Al Carlson, reconsider his position on corporate farming. His support for swine and dairy allows, if passes, advances in future attempts by corporate farms. But it really doesn't need corporate farms. I want to push back against this a little bit with all due respect to this listener, okay? The argument isn't against whether or not it would improve swine and dairy operations to make the change. It's, well, if we make this change, then other changes will come down the road. Well, that's for future legislatures to decide. I mean, that's why you vote on people and allow them to go there and vote for you. So, I think this idea that if you change, two little things, specifically targeting, operations that are just because of the industry becoming extinct, because you want to bring that back and keep a presence in North Dakota, doesn't mean that, oh, then everything's going to change. That's sort of a silly argument. You know what I mean? It's like, what would be my analogy, I guess, on that? Well, if my son or daughter wants a candy bar, all right, and they've been ate healthy all day and, everything else, they say, I want a candy bar, so here's a candy bar. Now, I could argue, every time they ask, they're going to think they got a candy bar. No. Next time they ask, I'll say, no, wait a minute, you've had five candy bars already, plus you didn't eat very much for dinner, so now I'm not going to give you a candy bar. I mean, to me, each individual decision is rest on its own. I don't think you are against trying to fix a problem with swine and dairy operations because of what might come after it. That's after. You know what I mean? Tamara from the North Dakota Pork Council heard something that she wanted to respond to earlier when we discussed this. Tamara, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Thank you very much. I'm doing well. Glad you were listening and wanted to respond. What did you hear that you thought needed to be responded to?
Well, I just wanted to bring up a couple points, and I know Fred personally, so I know where he's coming from. And he's kind of right about what he said about things that happened 30 years ago, but that's the very point of what's going on in the pork industry right now, is that it did turn into a real corporate business, and the problem is that the nation has a pork industry, but North Dakota's just said, no, we're not going to participate, and that's why I'm behind changing this.
Yeah, that's what I was just trying to say. Now, we sent an email, and I've heard it from others. Farmers Union, I think, is making a version of this argument. If you change this, then all these other proposed changes are going to come as well. Is that one of the primary arguments from the opponents of this change, that somehow it'll mean the other stuff has to change?
Well, I mean, I can't predict the future. I don't know what's going to happen. I just know that, I took this job about 15 months ago, and I realized, we need to do something to bring more hogs into the state. If it comes from within or if it comes from the outside, it's just the very nature of the pork business is more corporate, so we have to make these changes or we're just going to stay stagnant. We're not going to do anything more than what we have been doing. And I think there's opportunity for us to do more. We have cheap feed and great farmers and a lot of corn that we could utilize and give them an extra spot to market to, and I don't think anybody'd be against that.
No, again, the rest of the industry has changed. It's going where it's going, and our choice is to participate or be extinct as an industry, both on the pork and the dairy side, right?
Well, absolutely. And we are states that we have a great farmers and we have a great system, but we produce a whole bunch of animal science majors at North Dakota State University that basically, if they want allied industry jobs or top end jobs, they have to leave the state because they're going to go to other states that have animal egg as a primary industry, unlike ours. I mean, it's just not here. Those jobs just aren't here for those people. And I think we could change that if we could open this up just a little bit and carve this out for this dairy and swine exemption. Dairy and swine, it takes a lot of labor to do that, and those are jobs, and a lot of them are good jobs. They're not just, they're not just low-paying on the bottom end of the scale jobs. There's a lot of good jobs that he has in those businesses, too. And they come into smaller communities that can help keep an electrician employed, a plumbing business going, a local propane business going. I mean, it's just, I just think there's just lots of opportunity. And I know that one of the opposition will tell you that it's going to increase competition for land. Well, I mean, I'm a small farmer, a small rancher, and I lease and own way less than 640 acres. And I can tell you that my neighbors that lease and own 20,000 acres and have 500 cows could just as well be a corporation. I can't compete with that capital and that equity that they have built up.
Yeah, they don't need to be a corporation to be able to. We've seen that, right?
Right.
North Dakota's corporate law, farming law, is well known. And look at the price of land. So that hasn't. I don't know. That's not an argument.
I think the opportunities far outweigh the negatives in this situation. And I can't foresee, corporations, don't come in. These modern hog operations, they're not people that want to farm and raise their feed. They just want to run their hogs. They just want to, they're specialized in just raising hogs. And they buy their feed and they sell their manure to farmers in the area to use as fertilizer on their crops.
No, it makes sense. Tamara, anything else you wanted to say?
The other comment about the guy with the Smithfield Farms was bought by the Chinese and however that all went, and that's just what I mean. All these things have happened. It's over, we need to look forward to the future and see how we're going to be a part in what's going on in the business. We can't go back and change those things I've already done. What happened 30 years ago and what's happened with Smithfield and those kind of things. We just need to look at the opportunity that we can be a part of what's going on.
You bet. Makes sense. Tamara, thank you for weighing in. Appreciate that. Tamara Hines from the North Dakota Pork Council responding to some callers earlier in the program specific to concerns over a proposed change, which, by the way, has been voted out of the House Ag Committee now, and we'll go to the full so it's passed in the Senate. And passed out of a House committee and now goes to the full House. Is it later this week, Tamara?
Yeah, well, we haven't seen the exact schedule yet, but we're anticipating later this week.
Yeah.
But, and they've put an amendment in to tighten up the legal language because there was some concern about multiple corporations and being able to buy land and not having a dairy or swine facility on that. And they think that they've got an amendment that will address that. So it'll give it even more teeth for the concerns that are out there about that.
Sounds good. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Gene Dickinson had a question or comment. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, I was listening to the two gentlemen you had St. Mary's there, and I suppose I have one basic disagreement with them. I don't know that we're necessarily born moral people, but we certainly have the Bible, the Word of God, to tell us how we should conduct ourselves. Now, the curse that God put on us was, he said, you have the right to choose. You choose me or you choose the devil, which you have to choose. And as far as modern society forming our morals, I don't know that it has a lot to do with forming our morals, but it certainly has a lot to do with people who want to live a moral life. They're attacked and they're, you know, so you're going to repress the decisions you make, and instead of standing up for what is right, you're going to go hide in the corner a little bit. I think all of us are guilty of that. And as for this corporate farming law deal, if it brings me a cheaper pork chop, let's pass it.
All right, Gene. All for those free markets. I'd just like to see more producers in the state rather than just stick to a law that's been around forever just because it's been around forever and not want to change it. Just to say, recognize, look, the rest of the industry has left us behind, and you know, as it pertains to you know, swine and dairy. So why not get in the game? This is a no-brainer, in my mind. You know, absolute no-brainer.
And then an agriculture, one business that should be, you know, put on the free market. I mean, we've had the government in agriculture for all these years. But I hear these comments about, look what the government has done for the farmer. He's done so much for the farmer. Why is the farmer still so dependent on the federal tit to make a living?
Gene, appreciate the call. Thanks. 800-228-0550. We ask what's on your mind because we want to know. Bob in Grafton, North Dakota, you're next.
Hi, good morning, Scott.
How are you?
I doing pretty good. Yeah, it's an awesome caller that just called there a little bit. He's got some good points. And then about the gentleman that you had on earlier about the morals and stuff in the country. You know, a lot of their comments were spot on. And, you know, God is the author, the designer. He created the blueprints for life and for the family structure. And, you know, I tell you, this day and age, there was a question brought up of whether society or the culture dictates morality. You know, that's what we're fighting nowadays. With the rise of relativism, progressivism, and pluralism, you know, relativism being, well, what's true for you isn't necessarily true for me. It seems that as a society here, we don't have absolute truth anymore. And when you lose absolute truth and relativism comes in, relativism basically being, you know, all truths are true. Well, that's illogical. Then all truths can't be true because that makes all truths not true. And Ravi Zachariah is an awesome apologist for this type of stuff. I listen to him as much as I can. So I really think we're combating, you know, relativism, progressivism, pluralism, liberalism, and it's just all these isms that really society is just using all these things just to replace what's always been there, and that's absolute truth in the Word of God. And I think we as a nation and as families and mothers and fathers and parents and so on and so forth, we've got a long road ahead of us, and it's a big fight between Hollywood and the garbage that spews out of Hollywood, the magazines, the commercials. You know, you notice the commercial during the football where that lady had a baby and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, it's a boy. You know, you've got the women's, I'm trying to hurry here because I know you're running out of time, but, you know, you got the feminist movement attacking men and men should be more this, that, and the other. It's just, it's an onslaught from every different angle that we as parents and as a society as a whole are battling against. And I really think at the core of it, relativism, progressivism, pluralism, liberalism, these are all opposite of what God's initial design was in his word in the Holy Bible. And I don't know what we're going to do, but, you know, we've got a long road to hoe here.
I agree with you. Moral, I said it at the top of the segment discussing forming moral leaders with the two experts from the University of Mary. I mean, the idea that moral relativism, it just depends. Whatever, there's no right or wrong. That is a plague. When you get to that point and you can, you know, basically argue either way, you're in big trouble. Appreciate the call, Bob. Thanks. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Final segment straight ahead.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Hey, Scott Hinton here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights at a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatments Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, pull-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
I don't like to break my promises, and I believe I did promise at the beginning of the program that we would keep you updated on the hot spot throughout the program. Actually, I just assigned Todd yet another task is all I did. Yeah, easy for me to say, right? Get on there and say, yeah, we're going to stay where it's warm. Yeah, well, Todd, would you look that up?
Yeah. Well, it's been sitting at 43, and they're kind of the warm spot. Normally, it is kind of coldest in the northeastern part of the state. That is holding true. The Grand Forks at 37, Devil's Lake 36. But as you get toward the southwestern part, you start popping back over 40, but Minot 42, Williston 43, Dickinson 41. But as we get into the next couple of days, the southwestern part of the state not only will be popping into the 50s, may see the 60s, in fact, the upper end of the 60s within reach.
So warm spot right now as we speak in North Dakota is where?
Williston at 43.
All right. But we're going to be nipping it at the mid to upper 50s.
Yeah, the day's still young. I mean, just hang out until we get further into the day. It's going to be great.
It's going to be really, 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 really nice.
Yeah.
If you are in front of a computer right now or have a pen and pad in your hand and soon will be by a computer, jot this down. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Here's why. Well, did you hear the call we had from Karen last week about her husband has snored forever? They've been married 40 years. She orders up a couple of pillows, takes advantage of the two-for-one deal. So she did the promo code, Scott, and got the pillows at the end of January, put them in the dryer, plumped them up a little bit, and she said it was downright scary because her husband had snored loudly for 40 years. And starting the very first night with a new pillow, she woke up scared, thought, hey, are you okay? You don't hear him snoring. That's how good it is. That's right, folks. Most important thing to your health is your sleep. Most important thing to your sleep is the very pillow Karen bought for her husband. My Pillow. Same one Todd and I sleep on. My Pillow. Promo code Scott. Check it out, okay? Also brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. You know those Apache sprayers? They don't come any better than that. They really don't. You know how I know that? Because I talk for a living. So, you know, it's not like I'm in the cab of a sprayer. I actually have talked to the people that buy them, that run them, and that own them, and love them, I might add. Love the Apache sprayers, because they're simple, they're rugged, they're reliable. As that patented technology, that world-leading innovation in modern-day growers just rave. And they have the mechanical drive, which is really the linchpin of the dependability and the profitability on those things, because an Apache owner doesn't have to worry about, you know, mega bucks for repairs, complicated routine maintenance. So they got low cost of ownership, high resale value, dependability, state-of-the-art, field computer options available as well. Nothing like it. So check them out. All the way up to the big 1,200-gallon AS-1220 or the AS-1020 to 1,000 gallons, AS-720 to 750-gallon unit. They have some used ones as well. HighPlainsApache.com, great resource. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer in Fargo, in Mandan, in Madison, South Dakota. Tell them Scott Todd sent you. Call that came in during the break. Here you go.
Yeah, hey, Scott. This is Chris from Bismarck. And I like your analogy about the candy bar, but I got another analogy for you. It only takes one pebble to start a rock slide on the mountain. And once you start going down that slippery slope, it's really hard to stop. I'm all for free market economics. I just think you need to proceed very carefully and have very strong safeguards to protect the small farmers. Thank you.
All right. Well, again, if we assess every farm operation in North Dakota, there's a lot of farmers doing really well. There happens to be a dairy and swine operators. They're in less and less and less numbers all the time. So if you're concerned about those farmers, they'd have an opportunity through this change to, like they've done in South Dakota and Minnesota, partner up and build their operations up and back. You know, that to me seems like a good thing. Now, I believe what you're talking about with your slippery slope analogy is, and thank you for the compliment on the candy bar. I was kind of proud of the candy bar in there. Do you like the candy bar analogy, Tom?
Yes.
But he is challenging it, though. But you know, to your point there, you're tweaking the current law. Any other change would come later. Now, again, the problem is swine and dairy operations. So you fix that. The other part of agriculture in North Dakota is not a problem. There's nothing to fix. So don't need to worry about it, would be my take. Looks like there'll be a vote in the full House on that this week. That's probably going to be the big vote. this week, and a lot of folks weighing in on it today, and certainly appreciate that very much. Any others? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let me check the weather meter as it pertains to how you're doing. Okay, yeah, we have a few more. Our question of the day, does weather, like we're having, improve your mood? And we found somebody that said no. Patricia said, not really. I'm more objective than subjective. Scott says, leave it to the white man to get more daylight by moving the clock ahead 1 hour. It was brilliant and explains today's warmer weather. Not sure what that has to do with the color of somebody's skin, but anyway. Hal says, only the white man can cut off a foot of blanket at the bottom and sew it on the top until you have a longer blanket.
Kerry always tells me that one.
Sounds like our politicians, we need to tax you more so we can provide more for you. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Doreen says, yes, but the weather this winter has not been bad. Nothing compared to last winter.
True.
Very true. Very
optimistic. Very true.
Yeah. Travis says, yes, but I still don't like Obama. All right.
Well, it's his fault now.
Had to get that in, yeah. Kevin says, yeah. Big time. Big time improves the mood. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow live from Open Known Honda, Mandan.
Geo Steering Services. It's one of the things new at NESA Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of NESA Consulting Services tells us about how NESA Consulting Services is now offering geo steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of. And we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about NESA Consulting Service online at nessaconsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at nessaconsulting.com. That's nessaconsulting.com. nessaconsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the artery. bacteria. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your REM is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.